seconds left. McDonald, 2 seconds. McDonald traps. Heaves. Can't hit. That is it. Stanford survives again.
It was a thrilling conclusion to the NCAA women's tournament last night. The Stanford Cardinal beat back the Arizona Wildcats. The one-point victory gave Stanford a national title for the first time in 29 years. And tonight, the Gonzaga Bulldogs are up against the Baylor Bears for the men's title. Gonzaga is one game away from a perfect season. It would be the first time since the Indiana Hoosiers went undefeated in 1976. Let's bring in Andrea Adelson. She's a senior writer at ESPN. Andrea, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, these games are always tough on the stomach, but that one last night between Arizona and Stanford, a heartbreaker for the Wildcats. What were your highlights from that game?
The end was the biggest highlight, and I know as fans and folks watching at home, their hearts were racing. As a sports writer and a sports fan, my heart was racing because I wanted to see how this was all going to end. You had this incredible story of the underdog Arizona Wildcats. Nobody expected them to be there. And then on the other side, you have Stanford, which had been so long without a national championship. They were 9 weeks on the road because of COVID protocols in their home county in Santa Clara. So they were also a sentimental favorite. Which one was going to win? How was this going to end? And to see the way that it did for Arizona, your heart broke for them. But for Stanford, you felt so good for the journey that team has been on, but also the incredible legacy and career of their coach, Tara Vanderveer.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was there the last time Stanford won a title in 1992, and of course she was on the floor last night. Give us more of a sense of what that journey was like to get her team to this point.
Stanford is based in Santa Clara County, and in late November, county officials decided they were going to put in very strict guidelines and protocols for what was going to happen because of rising COVID cases. Stanford could no longer play their home games at home, so they became nomads for 9 weeks. And at one point, Tara Vanderveer wondered, how are we going to do this? How are we going to finish up doing this? It was such a strain on the coaching staff and the players and everybody associated with that program. But once they got the clear to return back to campus and have their home games at Stanford in early February, they started to see a light at the end of the tunnel. It wasn't easy. They still had to be in their bubble. They still couldn't see their friends and family, but they knew what it was all for, and that was a chance to play for a national championship.
All the more amazing because in sports, there's no place like home. It's tough to be on the road for that long, and that is an understatement for sure. Let's move over to the men's. Tonight, Baylor is going to face off against Gonzaga. Let's start with the Final Four matchup, Gonzaga against UCLA over the weekend. There was this incredible overtime 40-foot buzzer beater from Gonzaga's Jalen Suggs. Let's listen to that.
Back, ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Suggs for the win. Oh, yes.
People are going to be remembering that shot for a very, very long time. All the more dramatic because it saved Gonzaga's season. They are on a cusp of a perfect season, one game left to win.
As much as your heart broke for Arizona in the women's championship, your heart broke for UCLA in that semifinal game because also nobody expected them to be there. Nobody really thought that they were going to give Gonzaga much of a fight. And they were there till the very end. And you're thinking, wow, this game's about to go into double overtime. But the miracle shot goes in. So a remarkable performance by both of those teams. And now I think the question everybody's wondering is whether the championship game is going to be able to live up to the same hype that we saw out of UCLA Gonzaga.
I'm thinking the same thing. If you are Baylor right now, what is going through your mind? How are they going to approach this game?
I think Baylor has to be feeling really confident because of what they did in their semifinal game against Houston. They dominated from start to finish. That was as complete a game as we've seen in the tournament. And Baylor was playing like the best team in the country midway through until they had to take a pause because of COVID issues themselves. This is the matchup everybody wanted to see. Baylor, Gonzaga, these were the two best teams throughout the course of the season. So now we're going to get to see it. And if you're Baylor, you're feeling good about what you're able to do on offense, the way that you played in the semifinal, but also you're wondering whether Gonzaga is so emotionally tired because of what happened at the end of that UCLA game, whether they can get up for this type of a game. I'm sure they'll be able to, but if I'm Baylor and I'm their coach, that's what I'm hammering home to my players. They've already played a game of a century. Now it's up to us to finish it so that we can be declared national champions and we can win this game.
You know, for sports fans around the country who are watching these tournaments, it's got to be good for the soul after a long year of pandemic. No March Madness. Last year, of course, it was canceled. This has been an amazing run here. Andrea Adelson, senior writer at ESPN, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure you'll be holding your breath tonight, too.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.